The abuse of Iraqi prisoners in U.S. custody might have remained a secret if not for the action of a single soldier who believed it was wrong. The New Yorker magazine reports that Specialist Joseph Darby slid an anonymous note under his superior's door and then came forward with a sworn statement. To learn more about him, NPR's Ari Shapiro visited Western Pennsylvania, where Darby grew up.
This house right here, this is where he lived, right here.
Gilbert Reffner is pointing at a cream-colored duplex in Jenners, Pennsylvania. This is an old mining town where you're more likely to find a Mennonite church than a Starbucks. It's where Joe Darby lived with his mother and stepfather while he was in high school. Nearly every evening for a year and a half, Darby walked a roundabout route to get to his girlfriend's house. Reffner's place sat right between the two.
So I said, Joe, why don't you just go through the yard? And he said, no, my mother said I wasn't supposed to go through people's property. I wasn't allowed on people's property. And right there on, you could tell he had respect for everybody.
When Reffner told Darby it was really okay to cut through his yard.
He said that's the way he was. Well, he said emergency maybe, but not just to run back and forth to see the girl.
That's one theme everybody emphasizes about Darby. He had ideas about what was proper, and he stuck to them. When Darby got to his girlfriend's house, he often met her mother, Jennifer Pettit. Pettit now works nights at the Dunkin' Donuts in Somerset. Darby used to work nights at the Wendy's right next door, earning extra money for his family. Pettit says Darby was
a typical teenage boy.
At first, she says she doesn't know why Darby told his superiors about the abuse in Abu Ghraib prison. But then she remembers one incident when Darby was visiting her house.
And the dog bit him.
Darby was playing in the backyard with the family's German Shepherd.
Well, the dog was a flunk out from police training. The dog was very possessive of our family. And evidently he must have thought that they were playing around and he thought, you know, hey, this guy's getting too close to my human. Unk.
Pettit says maybe Darby was a bit like that dog, more instinctive than intellectual, acting the way his parents had trained him when things became stressful.
He didn't know what he was going to do until it happened. I know that's the way I would do it. I meant you face things as they come, one step at a time. And this is probably what he did.
At the other end of the highway that runs through Somerset County, Robert Ewing teaches history at North Star High School in Boswell. Darby went to school here starting his sophomore year. Ewing coached Darby in football and wrestling. He taught a few of Darby's classes, and he also drove him home from school sometimes. They were close.
You know, when you look at a school, you have some students that stand out. You know, they're the best looking or the best athlete. Joe fit right in the average mold.
But Ewing says there's one thing that did stand out about Darby. The guy was stoic.
Any new student in a school, things are difficult. Other kids want to try you out. And Joe did get in a couple fights when he first came. He wouldn't back down from anyone.
Ewing says that was true in his current events class, too.
I'm just saying back in class when he would stand up for what he believed in, even if he disagreed with me. So no, it doesn't surprise me at all that Joe did this.
Ewing hasn't seen Darby since he graduated in 1997. Ewing hopes he passes back through town. He says he'd like to shake Darby's hand. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.